Hi guys, welcome back to Ban Your Thoughts, your daily dose of adventure and happiness. So today I'm going to be talking about something that I enjoy doing, which is actually reading. But this time I'm going to be sharing to you my favorite comics that I read since last year. No? So if every madalas tayo that we always like yung mga K-pop, K-dramas and stuff. But they little bit people know that they're actually amazing stories and comics that are made by Koreans as well. So, which is kind of sad kasi inisip ko rin na bakit tayo walang ganun? At walang mga Pinoy artists na that we can promote or art or mga novels that we actually write and share. No? Maybe there is, I don't know, I'm not so sure. If there is, I wish let me know if there's one so I can actually check it out. But yun, so far, kasi we're all familiar with anime and manga, which is actually all Japanese. But there's actually manhwa, which is the Korean version of it. And many of them are actually starts off with light novels. So they make books out of it. So they usually ginagawa nila, it's actually written every, I think it's shown or it's printed out every day. Para rin siyang comics na piniprint out. Pero ito, it's more of a reading. And then they convert that into a comics, so webtoons. So sa kanila tawag nila yata manhwa. So these are some of the I'm a big fan of adventure and comedy and fantasy kind of thing. So so far I think I narrowed it down to I read a lot. So anything na masaya at nakakatawa, I read it. But I think the five ones that I can recommend to people who can read and just start it off, some of them are not yet complete, some of them are in their season 2 or season 3. But yeah, there are five of my highly recommended manhwa that you can actually, or webtoons that you can actually check out and read, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So the first one that I would like to share is... it's called the I Am the Sorcerer King. So I Am the Sorcerer King is actually it's already in the ninth chapter 93. You can actually read all of this in www.mangafreak.net or there actually it's everywhere. You can just go search for it, just type the title I Am the Sorcerer King. Anyway, I'm showing this anyway in a screenshot so you can actually see the comics itself. So what's interesting about the comics is that yung lahat ng ginapansin ko sa favorite ko is most of them refer to what happens sa Earth, and then for some reason it becomes connected with another dimension. So yung dimension na yan usually parang nangyayari is it's like a game. So parang nag-merge in virtual reality into the real one. So in this particular case, human beings are now capable of evolving into mga characters na may mga powers. Okay. So in this particular character, yung bida dito, he starts off with usual, starts off as a weak character, and then namatay. Well, hindi siya namatay. Parang nangyari. Oh, yeah. Actually, nagkaroon ng aksidente. And then, for some reason, na-reincarnate yung one of the most powerful sorcerers sa kanya. So, it's a storyline of how each country all over the world, sad lang walang Philippines, pero it's all over the world, how they cope with the, they call it gates, so dimensions or dungeons that open up in different parts of the world. And creatures or aliens or whatever, higher beings, whatever, starts invading Earth. And then, so there are a group of people who inherit certain skills and certain powers, and they start forming, parang siyang game. So they start forming teams, and they start forming parties, and they start fighting against these creatures or aliens or monsters, where they also level up in the process. So that's exactly the first one, I Am the Sorcerer King. It's really interesting because it shares to you different myths, mythologies, mga characters in different adventure books or adventure adventure books like Tolkien. So they have a lot of talks about a lot of elves, sirens, mermaids. So it medyo may pagkahalo ng ganun. So they give you a bit of a background of different types of characters or different kinds of monsters. So it's kind of interesting. And at the same time, I guess if it sits in a Korean novel, you get to see the you get to understand words in Korean as well, I guess. So they start sharing also the culture, how they are, and then it also shows politics, how people are make use of other people manipulatively, you know. They try to more of diplomacy na lang. So, yeah, diplomacy na lang in terms of nations and stuff. Anyway, it's fun to read. It's very light. It's not really like you're going to be thinking so much. So that's my first, no. I Am the Sorcerer King. You guys, if you just want to check it out, you can read it, no. And the second one I'm recommending is called, this one is very, very recent, but this one I had so much fun reading it. It's called I Am Destined for Greatness. So I Am Destined for Greatness is, it's one of those virtual reality kind of games again. So where the character goes back into where the character actually uses a virtual reality machine and virtual world or gaming world, and usually level 1 and you start leveling up. Ang maganda lang kasi is that yung character na main character dito, yung MC, he's really funny. Super funny. I mean, yung story niya is he's one of the best players 10 years ago. Yeah, several years ago. 10 years or 4 years, I can't remember. 10 years ago. And then, natalo lang kasi siya sa PvP or player versus player in the game sa isang girl na necromancer. And natalo lang siya dahil he had the worst luck. So, he chooses characters that are really bad or walang sense. Meaning, he will choose the least favorite character, least favorite profession, and then he plays the game out of fun. Now, the reason why I like it is because it makes you think in life na sometimes we choose professions, we choose things, activities that we're guaranteed for success. And then we just hyper-focus on that. And they don't realize that, but if you put in fun in it, like anything that is, you know, mundane, sabi natin, kahit na simpleng trabaho lang yan. Actually, na-recall ko nga yung ginagawa ko sa New Zealand before, which is, I really enjoyed being a waiter. I mean, to be honest, I loved it a lot. To the point that you became really good at waiting. And I'm really always excited when people order or people, I give the food or I prepare the meals and stuff. I wash the dishes because no one to ako sa mga automatic dishwasher and sanitation equipments na meron sila sa New Zealand. And I guess when you fall in love with something, you become really good at it. And when you like it so much and you have so much fun, you become good at it. So I think this character, I can relate because he pursued professions that are really like super simple lang. I mean, no one's thinking of choosing it, or no one easily likes it, or places that people would avoid, he would go. Because he wants to immerse into the game and have fun with it. So that's the reason why I can relate to it. So if you're that type of person who likes to discover things about having fun for yourself and having enjoyable moments with yourself, doing whatever you want that you really like, and whatever profession you have, and in putting it all in there and having fun, I think this manhwa would be a good recommendation to read. There are only just 34 chapters, but it's still continuous. It's fun. I would rate it 5 out of 5. No. And then the third manhwa I recommend is actually called the Hardcore Leveling Warrior. This is already chapter 226. So this is already the season 2. The nice thing about it is, again, it's a virtual reality kind of game where you have a very obnoxious, rude top player where he loses everything. And then he starts, has to start all over again, no? Ang maganda lang dito is the lessons that you get out of it. The importance of teamwork, for example. The importance of... Kasi in reality, he really didn't care a lot about people until he started making friends. He made bad decisions all throughout his life. He got involved with mga loan sharks, mga ganyan. So, in the end, he in the virtual reality game, he started developing liking for his friends. So to the point that he, well, I don't want to spoil, but to the point that he at the end of the day, he sacrifices his life, you know. But again, continuous pa rin yung manga, so there's still ay manwa na to. So madami pa rin nangyayari, no? So yun ang kagandahan, and it's just funny. Okay, if you want funny reactions of characters, yung mga exaggerated face, exaggerated eyes, exaggerated mouth, yung I think this is the manual you should read. Generally, it's just fun. It's a storyline. It's very quick, like any typical Korean storyline or stories that they make it really one chapter after the other. They may realize mo naman na hindi ka bitin. Hindi kagaya ng Ang Probinsyano na walang ending. Ito at least may ending. May resolution naman kahit pa paano, no? So I think that's the one that I like about the hardcore leveling warrior. So that's my third one. And then the fourth one that I like, and I think everyone have seen this, because I fully finished the light novel of this, the Solo Leveling. I think Solo Leveling has, if you read the book, it's way, way better than the manga. But the manhwa. The nice thing about the manhwa, though, is it's very consistent with the book. That's what I can say. When you read it in the comic version, you can now imagine how the manhwa is like, or the article or the novel is like. So it puts the imagery now into actual reality. So, and the drawing is amazing. The artwork is hands down one of the best artworks. Ang maganda lang is like, again, usual, it's a virtual reality game. Kaya nga feeling ko talaga, ang solution talaga ng, feeling ko talaga mangyayari na talaga yun eh. Magkakaroon tayo ng virtual reality. I think it's starting, no? But I think the kanila kasing level ng virtual reality is really like you're in the world itself. You can actually feel pain, you can eat food and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, I think that would be... my fourth recommendation, Solo Leveling. Everyone's been, some of my friends who've seen it or read it, they're big fans of it. Now it's actually in season two. They ended season one already, so they're in season two for the manhwa. Highly recommended. Solo Leveling. But the number one that I've started reading this maybe 5 years ago, and they still haven't finished it. This is again Korean version, it's not the Japanese version. It's called Tower of God. So Tower of God is my number one recommended manhwa you should read. They're already, I think, in the 480 chapters already. The reason why you would love this story, it's the storyline. It's similar to One Piece. I mean, One Piece is my favorite Japanese manga. All throughout, I mean, hands down, sila yung number one para sa akin. Walang papalit sa One Piece. Luffy and the characters, it's just real for me. And I'm a big fan of Oda. So, and I like, you know, I like One Piece stuff. Yung mga merchandise. If there's a Korean version of Tower of God, is another one. The Tower of God is just so unique. The characters, you don't know who, there's so much of them, and they develop each one of the characters pretty well. From the main character all the way to the supporting characters, it's just crazy. Yung akala mong kaibigan naging kaaway, naging kalaban. Mas madadala ka eh, like ma-involve ka sa buhay ng character kasi nga he's just, I think he's just dense. I mean, yung ito yung tinatawag na pag masyado kang in love sa tao na hindi mo na realize na niloloko ka na lang, or masyado kang hyper-focus sa isang, obsessed ka talaga sa isang tao, you forget that you're actually hurting yourself. Wow, laking drama. No? Parang ganun rin yung dating ng Tower of God. I think the reason why I like it is because it's the reactions of the or the character development or the relationships of the characters, very human, you can say, na that you can easily relate, like decisions. For example, making a decision whether to love this person kahit na pinaglalaro ka na niya, pinag-manipulate ka na niya, tapos may kaibigan ka na tumutulong sa'yo pero hindi mo pinapansin, yung mga ganun type na, but they're the ones who really love you, but you just focus on this one person who doesn't really love you, he just loves you for the sake of, kasi may makukuha lang siya, but you're so hyper-focused on that person. So, so it gets real in that sense, and the conversation in the comics is quite interesting as well. So it's really about, again it's a fantasy thing which I really like, but the human side of it, the conversations, the decisions, the resolutions is all real. I think you would have fun in reading it. It's quite long and it's quite immersive as well. So hindi ka mabobore in any chapter. In fact, even though madaming babasahin, I mean madaming conversations, walang masyadong action, you get involved with the characters. So each character has its own story, their background, how they grew up together. So it's already in season 2. Ayun, it started out actually, now I was reading it. It's actually 2010 pa pala nag-start. So it's actually now in season 2 or season 3. Oh crap, can't remember. But anyway, madami nang pinagdaanan si main character. So and the latest one was released today, no? It's always released every Monday. So yun, I think I would recommend Tower of God. That's my number one. If you like Korean novellas, Korean K-dramas, you like K-pop music, I think here's another opportunity for you to explore something outside of those genres and focus on the webtoon versions of it or the manhwas of it. I'll be talking about also the light novels or the Korean light novels. Actually, they're different. They're Korean light novels and Chinese light novels as well. Again, sad nga lang, no? Wala talaga tayong Pinoy version of this. If there was, I would love to read it. If there's none, then let's start one. You know, I think we should start one. So yeah, anyway, this is actually I just wanted to share my top 5 favorite manhwas or Korean webtoons. I hope you guys check it out. I put everything in the description below, so you can read it. You can just refer it there, and I put all the links as well, so you can just click it and read it if you have time. This is what I look forward to. I mean, again, going back to the things that makes me happy, and these are the small things that make me happy, and I look forward to reading this every week. There's actually a schedule for me to read this. That's why I look forward. It's really fun because you're immersed in the world, and if you're like me, who's really like have a very wild imagination, I think this would be like something that you would be interested in trying out. So yun lang, this is like a very quick video podcast and video blog. So I hope you guys enjoy my recommendation. So again, going back, so the top ones I'm recommending is starting from the fifth one. The last one is I Am the Sorcerer King. The fourth one, I'm Destined for Greatness. The number 3 is Hardcore Leveling Warrior. Top two would be the Solo Leveling, and my number 1 choice would be the Tower of God. So I hope you guys like it, and I'll see you guys soon for the next video podcast. See you guys. Bye bye.